Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. If you have access to your copy of the Bible, you can open it to the place where Genesis chapter 11 ends and Genesis chapter 12 begins. That is where we are as we consider a second mystery that pops up in the Genesis text and then is further informed by what Stephen said in his defense of the Christian faith in front of skeptical Jewish religious rulers in Acts chapter 7. In that chapter, Stephen makes reference to the Hebrew Scriptures and says this: "Hear me, brethren and fathers. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran, and said to him, 'Leave your country and your relatives, and come into the land that I will show you.' Then he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran." Stephen clearly says that the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham before Abraham lived in the city of Haran. Then Stephen quotes Genesis 12 and the Word of God, and in verse 4 says, "Then Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran." So according to Stephen, where was Abram? His name later changed to Abraham. Where was Abram when God called out to him? Abram was in the city of Ur, in the land of the Chaldeans. And so, where's the mystery? It is back in Genesis. Are you there now in your Bible? I'm reading Genesis 11, verse 31, together with Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. That's Genesis 11, verse 31, continuing with Genesis 12, verse 1. Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan, and they went as far as Haran and settled there. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you." When we read these verses together, this indicates that Abram was in the city of Haran when God spoke to him. So which is it? Where was Abram when God called to him, as recorded in Genesis 12? Was Abram in Ur, as Stephen states, or was Abram in Haran, as Moses indicates? I offer my solution to this mystery as follows. Abram was in both places. Abram was in both Ur and in Haran when he heard the voice of God. Huh? What? How, you ask, is it possible for Abram to be in two places at once? Oh, I never said at once. Here is what I suspect happened. The word of God to Abram, recorded in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, were spoken to Abram first at Ur, and then these words, this call, was repeated at Haran. God spoke to Abram first at Ur and second at Haran. Moses chooses to record what God said once, and he puts the quote in Genesis 12, which to our modern eyes and minds can make it seem that it was only at Haran Abram heard from the Lord. But that is why we have to take all of Scripture together and include Acts chapter 7 and what Stephen says. Moses and Stephen, as recorded by Luke, they must be read together. So, let me tell you again how I solve this case, then support my argument. Where was Abram when God called to him, as recorded in Genesis 12? Was Abram in Ur, as Stephen states? Or was Abram in Haran, as Moses indicates? I offer my solution to this mystery as follows. Abram was in both places. The glory of God appeared to Abram first at Ur, and this call was repeated at Haran, after Terah died. So God spoke to Abram first at Ur and second at Haran, saying the same thing. Genesis chapter 15, verse 7 certainly supports the truth that Abram first received this call from God in Ur of the Chaldeans. Listen as I read Genesis chapter 15 and verse 7. And the Lord said to Abram, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess it. That was God speaking in Genesis 15:7 and clearly saying that he brought Abram out of Ur of the Chaldeans. This supports the fact Abram first heard from the Lord in Ur. That's where God instructed him. Theologian John Calvin, whom we have not heard from in a while, Calvin tells us that, of course, naturally, Abram and his family must have heard the command of God in Ur, because if Abram only heard God's words at Haran, then Abram could quite logically reply to the Lord, I have already left my country, my relatives, and my father's house. God, I am already at Haran. But that was not the case. That is, the first time Abram heard from God, Abram was in the land of his birth, Ur of the Chaldeans. Quoting John Calvin now from his commentary, Genesis, Moses records this oracle in order that we may know that this long journey was undertaken by Abram and his father Terah at the command of God. I like how Calvin emphasizes that they left Ur at the command of God. The word of the Lord is what prompted Abram to leave the comforts of Ur, hitting the road to eventually the land of Canaan. And we must understand something about that time and the culture of Ur. This was not easy, nor was it common for any man to pick up and leave. Terah, Abram, and his family had a comfortable life there. We have already talked about what an advanced society had developed in Ur, and yet, in obedience to God, they left. We live in a world, even a COVID-infested world, in which travel for us is common. These days, people do not overthink moving from one state to another, or one part of a country to another, even from one entire country, shipping house and home across the globe to somewhere else. Air travel has made global moves quite common. I have done it myself. But our times were not their times, obviously. I will say more about this as we move along, but what Abram did in obedience to God is quite extraordinary. I love Calvin's words on this point. He writes, Moses explains that Terah and Abram had not been impelled by levity, as rash and fickle men are wont to be, nor had been drawn to other regions by disgust of their own country, as morose persons frequently are, nor were refugees on account of crime, nor were led away by any foolish hope or by any allurements, as many are hurried hither and thither by their own desires, but that Abram had been divinely commanded to go forth, and had not moved a foot but as he was guided by the word of God. End of quote. The point here is that Abram was in Ur when he heard the call of God to leave his country, his relatives, and his father's house for the first time. And then he heard the Lord reiterate that calling a second time at Haran. This is the answer to our where question. And then, as I told you last time, we have a why question that needs answering. In any mystery, there are a plethora of questions. That is why so many of the world's unsolved mysteries take up so much space in writing, in, say, documentaries on the screen, and consume many people's minds. They have many questions that have to be answered. For example, here is one hundreds of thousands of Americans still pore over. Who really killed JFK? President Kennedy. Book after book, website after website, and film after film raise and try to answer a multitude of questions. Well, likewise, we have a couple of questions to look at, and the second is this. Why did Terah leave Ur? Why did Terah, the father of Abram, leave Ur with his son? I suppose we could put this in the form of a what question as well. What was Terah's involvement in the call of God? I ask this primarily because of Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. Let me remind you what that says. Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan, and they went as far as Haran and settled there. Since we know the call of God in Genesis 12, 1 through 3 was for Abram, why did Terah set off with the family as well? In fact, other than Sarai, who was married to Abram, and therefore it makes sense she would travel with her husband, why is Lot also along? Again, this is a little detail most Bible readers miss, but we want to take it up because it has bearing on what we want to know about the life of Abraham in our current series, God and Abraham. I hope that you are enjoying and learning something from this series. If so, discuss what you are learning with others and invite them to join on the radio every weekday at this exact time on this station or anytime on this God Is podcast available from godisministry.org. And also, if you are learning something, I would love to know what it is. If there's something that's been an encouragement to you, perhaps a perspective you haven't considered before, whatever the case may be, write to me and tell me. Now tomorrow, Lord willing, we will answer this why question right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.